It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Friday the 9th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. The $40 billion Comcast-Time Warner cable merger has been under the scrutiny of Congress this week, and there have been questions about whether Comcast buying TWC would put millions of U.S. internet and cable customers at the mercy of a near monopoly. But some other third-party companies are also worried. Example, internet service provider Cogent. Washington Post tech reporter Brian Fung was at the congressional hearings yesterday.
Cogent is saying that by giving Comcast all this power to determine outcomes when it comes to financial transactions among and between companies, that could make it difficult for some companies to operate, companies like Cogent.
Fung says hearings on the merger are also happening at a key moment for net neutrality. New rules from the Federal Communications Commission on that issue, which could also be impacted by Comcast's reach, will be tackled by the FCC next week. It's Silicon Tally time. This week, I'll go tête-à-tête with Adrian LaFrance, senior associate editor at The Atlantic. Adrian, are you ready to play Silicon Tally, the game where we try and stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news?
Let's do this.
All right. 500 London police officers
are listening to people's phone calls.
It's actually 500 London police officers are being outfitted with wearable cameras to record what they do and who is around them. The cameras have 130-degree field of view and are tough enough to survive being run over by a car.
That's very Terminator-like.
Yeah. All right. You got something for me?
I do. $53 million.
$53 million. I got nothing.
The amount of counterfeit money recovered last year that was made using regular old inkjet printers.
Wow. So yeah. I'm going to go now and buy myself a printer and open another checking account.
Quit your job. Just get an inkjet printer. You're good to go.
All right. I got something for you. 5% of Mother's Day gifts
will not be bought because people will forget.
Oh, I think the percentage might be slightly higher than that. 5% of Mother's Day gifts will be computers, tablets, and or smartphones, according to Forbes' annual survey of how people plan to celebrate Mother's Day.
That's very generous. Please don't tell my mother about that.
All right, you got something for me?
I do. The number is 3 months.
Is 1/10 of the time it would take for me to learn Python?
That's actually not so bad. No, actually, it is how long it took for a computer to process the calculations behind the most detailed model of the universe yet. It's a rendering that outlines 12 billion years of cosmic evolution.
Did we discover, like, the best era?
The 1980s.
Obviously, the 1980s.
I mean, come on. No, I'm not sure if scientists have deemed a favorite era yet, but perhaps they will.
Adrian LaFrance is senior associate editor at The Atlantic, where she writes about technology. Adrian, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
All this week, we're talking to musicians about technology. Our series is called Playing with Machines. Today, we hear from tech-savvy DJ Rekha. She's credited with bringing Bollywood songs and a form of Indian folk music called Bhangra into dance music from the U.S. You're hearing some of her stuff right now. DJ Rekha, thanks for joining us.
Hi.
Tell me how you first got started DJing.
I started, like many people, out of a desire to outdo the next crew in my community.
What was your first, like, equipment setup like?
The first gig was mostly Indian music, so we got away with CDs, but we quickly moved up to turntables.
When you think about the Indian American community, does it have a way in which it interacts with technology that strikes you as different?
Well, I think there are, in some ways, they interact with technology in a more intense way.
Mm.
Every Indian American household had a VCR first because the movies were important, watching the Bollywood films. And in the 90s, there was a huge Indian Bollywood remix scene, taking Bollywood records without getting the original parts and putting beats on them.
What's the craziest piece of technology you've ever seen another DJ use, or what's a piece of technology that you wish you had?
I was DJing in India once with Sasha, who's a big electronic DJ. He had 4 CDJs. There was a USB Wi-Fi thing going on. There were tracks being transmitted. He set up a local network. It was really complicated.
Do you ever limit yourself in your performance, and, you know, on purpose?
I try not to, but every once in a while you're in that situation where all of a sudden I need something and I don't have it. Or when we first started, you only had the media you brought.
Right.
There was no buying a song or downloading it.
Sweet. You can do that now?
Yes. I did it last night. There was a certain Bollywood actor who rolled into the party, and I had one or two of his songs for movies he wasn't happy with, and he asked me for another song of his. I was like, sure, man, no problem. Yeah, yeah, for sure. Da-da-da-da-da, boom.
These days there are so many apps and pieces of technology that allowed people to call themselves DJs who some might not consider DJs.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you come down there?
It's a slippery slope because I say my basic definition is anyone who plays continuous music. But no matter what the technology is, no one's going to tell you what song you play.
DJ Reka, thank you very much.
Thank you.
There's a special online version of Silicon Tally. I played last week and got a solid C-, 7 out of 10. Surely you can do better. Find that and more of our Playing with Machines series at marketplacetech.org. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's our show today. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.